It's been, I don't know how many years since I've done a game up here, kind of like Broken Bow. I've never done a game, but we remember the good times up in Ogallala with the Bison and the Indians. Head coach Joe Vetrosky, it's been kind of one of those weeks a little bit. You still got some kids on the shelf with injuries and everything, but everybody else getting ready for this game. Hopefully everybody else is doing okay.
Yeah, a lot of excitement playing Ogallala. You know, you just go back to all the history and the matchups over many years, just like you said. And, you know, it's been a while since we've gone to Ogallala and have played a varsity game, so that's going to be an exciting environment. And you know, right now we're just battling through a little bit of injury bug right now, and so we got a couple guys out, but you know, right now we're just continuing to progress ahead with guys and developing, you know, some younger guys, you know, that are stepping up. And it's really the next man up mentality, and that's really what the team has been embracing, and just really looking forward to the matchup tonight.
Opportunities for the young guys. You're to shine. Let's go up and see what you're made of.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about our team is we just have really competitive players and kids that want to do well and work extremely hard. And so when their number's called upon, they really just jump right in there and get after it. And so that's exciting to see. And no matter what the age is, we said that coming in the season that, you know, a lot of our guys are going to have to play older than what they are. And they're doing that. And obviously you're going to have your bumps along the way. But, you know, right now just proud of our guys and continuing to progress.
At least you had a whole week to kind of work with all these guys, plenty of time before this game, huh?
Yeah, a week of preparation has been good. I feel like our intensity is good. I feel like our focus is where it needs to be. And, you know, we're going to be going against a tough team in Ogallala that, you know, when you really look at it, they want to run the ball, and we want to do the same. And so it's really going to come down to which defense can slow the other one down and then, you know, just generate some offense. You know, last week we were unable to get some points on the board. And so that's been a big motivation this week, is to get ourselves back on the scoreboard and finish some drives. We had our moments where we had some nice sustained drives and moved the ball against Sydney, and we just got to finish those.
Let's talk more on Coach Bauer, what he has done up there. They lost their first two, won their last three, so they've got some momentum coming in this one.
They've made a drastic change in their team as far as offensively, schematically. They have traditionally been, at least over the last couple of years when we played them, they've spread it out a lot and have thrown it around and things like that. And they've completely taken a total shift and have now running the double wing, double tight with two wings. And Harry Caskey's a big kid, and so he gets the ball about 80% of the time. And then Caden Rezac's their big play threat, so they'll give him the ball and let him try to make some explosive plays with his legs. And so they've completely changed their offense, and it seems to have worked for them. Obviously, they've won three in a row, and so they've kind of found their niche in that.
Lost a Curtis kid is what Coach said, and once he went to now, wasn't going to come back for the rest of the season. That's what made him change their mind.
Just had some early injuries really right at the beginning of the season, literally, and they just obviously got in the meeting room as the coaching staff and said, you know what, we need to make a change, and they did, and their kids have seemed to have bought into it, and their offense has gotten a lot better over the past weeks, and so now we got to find a way to slow it down. It's kind of got a little bit of a Scott's Bluff feel to it. They don't run a lot, and as we've said before, the teams that don't do a whole lot are usually the most dangerous ones because they're just so good at what they do. So that would be the challenge tonight for our defense.
Yeah, your defense last week times did a great job. Just a couple of big plays kind of happened at the bad times.
You know, I think our defense has done a good job this season, you know, for the most part. And I felt like last week, given the speed factor that Sydney had, we did a good job containing them a lot of the time. And there were just those moments where we, you know, may have lost contain or made a misread here. It wasn't very often, but when you did and you face that kind of speed, it hurt us. And so we just got to keep continue to progress on defense and offense and special teams and continue to put it all together. And if we can do that, we're going to come out on top.
Second start for Trent Riley. I'm sure the nerves won't be as bad this week as they were. I'm sure he was a bundle of nerves last week. But, hey, he settled in, and maybe we'll see maybe a little bit more this week from him.
You know, Trent Riley had a good first start, you know, especially being a young sophomore. But Trent plays a lot older than what he is. That's the kind of grit that he has. He's a hard worker. He's an everyday guy, and shows up and does what we ask of him. And so I would agree, Rich, that, you know, you just every week you just add a little bit more to his plate because he can. He's confident, and we're confident in him. And so, you know, right now we believe in Trenton, and the guys are rallying around him. And so I would agree. You know, each week you just kind of open it up a little bit more because you just get a little more comfortable.